T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, Spooner's Pants, 4 p.m. Happy Friday. Let's talk about some fun stuff. Then we'll get into some headlines. And then we're going to do girls versus boys pyramid of 5.
All right.
Sweet. Although, I'm not sure what team Sue's going to be on based on that 10-year-old school photo.
Oh, my gosh. When I was 10, my mother cut off my hair in an attempt to have the Dorothy Hamill haircut. Mm-hmm. And I just looked like a boy. That's all that happened.
No one had said it until Taliban goes, you know, you remind me of one of those Brady Bunch kids. Pause. Where are the boys?
Can I do another one?
Of course.
You ended up more Mark Hamill than Dorothy Hamill.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
Yikes.
Just gonna that go seems after a little harsh. Like that.
Yeah. No need to pile on
seems
here.
Seems a little bit harsh.
Yeah, it certainly does.
I never get to be harsh.
What do you mean you never get to be harsh?
Everybody's harsh on me, but I never get opportunities to harsh people back.
How's it feel?
It feels pretty good. I'm working up a couple more.
Good.
You want to hear something really weird?
Yeah.
Tony, you're going to love or hate this.
All right.
So you know how I am about dead bodies? It's my biggest fear.
The reanimation.
Just.
Yeah.
So you know they have these body farms where it's mostly for law enforcement, where you can donate your body. They put it out in the pasture and they watch how it decomposes. And that way they can say, based on this, we think that this person was murdered 6 months ago kind of thing. And this one woman noticed something about corpses, and she did a big study about it and has published noting how much corpses move after they're dead.
What?
Yes. Like
can they go for a stroll?
Almost. Like they can move not just positions, but like
scratching their nose.
Like from here to 10 feet over there.
Whoa.
No. Yeah.
And how does it happen?
They think it's the decomposition, that the tendons start to dry out and contract and this kind of thing.
Which will pull.
Exactly.
Is this when they're pretty fresh?
Mm-hmm. No.
Whoa, that's weird.
It goes up to a year.
Whoa.
She said the chances of laying a dead body down with its arms crossed
and it's staying in the same spot.
And it's staying in the same spot are like no.
Whoa.
That just blow your minds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I kind of love it.
What if they start talking? I don't think about dead bodies moving.
They start talking, then Dave's going to start walking. That's his number one.
Well, they're already walking after you.
Is there, Dave, you'll know this. Is there any real truth to that whole, you know, you have like 4 or 5 seconds after your head gets cut off by a guillotine or whatever?
Yeah, Dave, in your experience.
Dave, you'll know this.
What are you finding?
Well, you look at this stuff. You like have researched this stuff. I mean, you knew that.
There's been the doctors, especially in medieval time, that have told their patients to blink if you see me afterwards. And there seems to be
I have done research in this. Yeah. And it's somewhere between 5 and 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yep.
The medical science thinks that's how long you would be aware.
Yep.
The argument against it is, like, even if I just stab you in the aorta or in the heart, your blood pressure drops so quickly that you just sort of like, bleh. But also, your brain's full of blood.
Yeah.
And so if you just cut it off traumatically like that, of course your neck's going to bleed, but your brain's still got blood in it. So you're still seeing things and thinking. Few things
and
weirder.
And many times the guillotine
doesn't do it all the way.
Takes a time or two.
Yeah. Who was it I said the other day? Was it Anne Boleyn? Someone like that. So Marie Antoinette.
First clean cut on the guillotine?
No, this one was with an axe. It's one of the famous ladies that had her head cut off. It took 3.
Whoa.
That might have been Anne Boleyn, because Marie Antoinette was definitely guillotine.
Happy Friday.
Yeah,
Happy
right.
Happy Friday.
Moving corpses.
And, just rolling all over the place.
Decapitated heads blinking.
Yep.
I'm still here. I'm
This lady said she got interested in it because one of the very first bodies she worked with at the body farm had its arms crossed like it was hugging itself.
Yeah.
And when she came back 3 months later, its arms were completely outstretched. And so she was asking, like we would, like, okay, who's the wise guy at the body farm?
All right.
And then she realized, oh.
Who's got jokes?
Who's the body farm jokester?
There's got to be video of this somewhere.
Time lapse.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do tonight?
Perhaps. Or right now.
God.
There go a couple of corpses rolling by right out there.
I think that's politically incorrect to say. Can I also ask a question?
Yeah.
As a motorcycle rider, I actually saw the motorcycle guys go down Olive.
Are they?
They come in every now and then, and they just appear to be unabashed a-holes.
But they're not here to. They're not here for an event. They just travel around.
They just travel around and pop wheelies and all this. Yeah. And so these.
I've been on the. I've experienced
a-holes
it in the wild.
Were just popping wheelies going down Olive and Tucker.
Ugh. Yeah.
Now here's the thing. I can't pop a wheelie, but I know enough to know that you can't control it perfectly. And downtown, people will just walk across the street willy-nilly.
Yeah.
And if someone walks across the street and you're a dumbass, can't control your wheelie, you're either going to hit them, hit another pedestrian. It's just so stupid. It just makes me so angry.
It makes me really
angry. Agreed. People have really, really, I mean, you're putting people in danger.
Yep. Yes.
And you're like a 16-year-old vaping. If you think you look cool,
you're not.
No.
You could not be more wrong.
It's the least cool thing.
Yep.
It's the biggest bag, toolbox,
total
move you can do.
Completely. So bothersome. And I don't know why the cops don't.
You know how
they're in a big pack. Go get them.
I almost think that that's what they want.
Let's give it to them.
You know that. So the police
are like, let's go flip the helmet on them.
I've also read that if they run away, then chasing them down is going to cause more of a traffic issue.
Yeah.
You know
how you will do a story.
Because they can weave in and out of traffic.
We'll do a story about a guy, about somebody doing something ridiculous or just obnoxious. And you always say, like, I don't need to know anything else about you. I know what kind of person you are, and I know that I hate you, and there's no.
Yes.
That's the same.
Yeah.
You're the guy doing wheelies down Olive with your buddies, and this is like what you do for kicks a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know one thing about you. You could be a fourth grade teacher with three kids, and I don't need to know anything about you. You are a bag.
Mm. Headlines?
Yes, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks this week, save money on thousands of new Schnucks brand items, then save even more money by using the Schnucks Rewards app. Download it today. What if Headlines had been brought to us by the motorcycle guys? That would have been really awkward.
Or moving corpses. Brought to you by Moving Corpses.
Brought to you by the Glover Body Farm. You want to watch some dead bodies?
That's my retirement.
Come to the Glover Body Farm.
Sitting there in a lawn chair. There he goes. Yeah. There he goes.
Open every day.
He moving.
10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
I don't know why
I'm
going to be an old black man when I retire, but.
Hey, rolling.
My money's on number 7. He's getting down that hill in 2 weeks.
Hey, rolling. He rolling
and goes. Once again, rest in peace, Eddie Money, dead at 70 because of esophageal cancer. Just sad. Just wanted to give him another shout out. SNL has announced their new hires. One amongst them is a comedian named Shane Gillis, who people are calling racist, sexist, anti-gay because of slurs that he has used in videos and podcasts. In 2018, so it's not like they resurfaced from 20 years ago. No, yeah, I keep seeing resurfaced in all the headlines. I'm like, no, it's still on the surface. This is very, very recent. The most famous thing that he said that's being circulated is Chinatown is effing nuts and let the effing racial slurs for Chinese people live there. Saw the clip. I don't know in what context it would be considered funny other than you're just so edgy. Oh, my gosh. But he's still on the cast. There's been major backlash today, but I haven't seen anything saying that they're going to let him go. Just kind of interesting. Just kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying fire him, but I'm surprised he's still there,
mm-hmm.
especially after all the cancel culture. And this guy is like, kind of seems like someone who deserves it a little bit. But he released a statement saying, to anyone who's actually offended by anything I've said, I'm a comedian who pushes boundaries. I sometimes miss. If you go through my 10 years of comedy, most of it bad, you're going to find a lot of bad misses. But my intention is to never hurt anyone.
Except when I...
Except whenever I
say things
say
like
that. If it would have been funny in any way, but it just wasn't. He just seems like a douche, but we'll see. Time will tell. So there's a porn site called Bang Bros, and it has bidded $10 million on the naming rights for the Miami Stadium where the Heat play. It's currently the American Airlines Arena, a.k.a. the AAA, the AAA. It's been the home of the Miami Heat since 1999, but it's up for bid, and this porn site is trying to get the naming rights. So,
porn site that
best of luck to them.
Porn site that can make a $10 million bid for naming rights of an NBA stadium just says something about how much money is in that industry.
Right,
the state
right.
of America in 2019.
I don't think, obviously, I don't think the NBA is going to, even if they are the top bidder for the naming rights, are going to do that. But it's still pretty amazing that an internet porn site make a $10 million bid for the naming rights.
Welcome to Plumper's Field. Yeah. We're here to see the Cards and the Cubs.
Well, hear me out.
Disney on Ice at the Bang Bros Center.
Yeah. Right. Hear me out. Glover Corpse Farm Arena.
So I've shown this video to Andrew and Dave. Trump was talking to someone at the White House and brought up Barron for some reason. It's a strange clip, but Trump is a strange guy. And he says something like, well, the first lady, she has a son together, and he's a beautiful boy. It was just a weird way to stumble over your words. So, of course, everyone's picking it apart and laughing at it. And do you think he even knows his son's name? Well, Mika and Joe, big surprise, took it to a whole other level. Mika Brzezinski obviously has a long history of feuding with Trump. She was on Morning Joe watching the clip and jokingly, but it's kind of a mean way to joke, implying that Barron wasn't his son because of the way he said that. And Joe shut her down. He was like, no, good. We're not talking about this. Let's move on. That was kind of encouraging to see that even if one half of that duo is going to be that rude and mean, the other half will shut it down.
Well, before they had their feud with the president, they were
buddies.
They were great friends with the president. So Joe probably they were friends when Barron was probably born, and he knows, like, okay.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't joke about, child.
Yeah. Hopefully he was thinking a little flip test in his head and thinking, like, okay, if we're going to be the show that's going to say Barron Trump isn't Donald Trump's true son, we can't get mad if a Republican does the same thing to a Democrat. So hopefully a little common sense there kicked in.
And my final story here, Amazon is going to start letting random people answer Alexa questions. Users can sign up to answer questions Alexa can't answer and earn points. So if you have a level of expertise and you've asked Alexa something and she seems to struggle for an answer, you can sign up to submit answers for that. And then Amazon gives you points that I'm assuming you can cash in on their website for doing that.
Alexa, how much for front row tickets at the Bang Bros Arena?
Be like, I don't understand. That always makes me mad when she acts like I'm stupid. If I ask a question and she's like, I don't really know what you're talking about and no one else does either. I'm like, dang, Alexa.
That seems
harsh.
That's
to make me feel terrible. Anyway, that's headlines. It went better than I thought it would for how tired I am.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday, just about 4:30. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So it could not have been more perfect last night. We were at the Sally House in Atchison, Kansas. We got there about 7 p.m., and thunder and lightning and starts pouring rain. Oh, it was perfect. Could not have been better.
How many miles is that from St. Louis to there?
It's 4.5 hours, so whatever that works out to, roughly.
It's like 250, somewhere in there.
Did you guys share driving, or did you somebody just power through?
Everyone.
Or did you have the limo take you?
No, everyone kind of did their own. Everyone had different schedules and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like Wiggins had to go straight from there to
Branson.
Branson, yeah. So,
right.
Yeah.
So it's Friday the 13th. And
yep.
As I understand,
full moon.
Yeah, I was going to say, also a full moon tonight. That's kind of spooky.
Now, what I read is this is the first full moon on Friday the 13th in 13 years.
19 years since the year 2000.
Whoa.
The year 2000.
Hmm. The year 2000.
Yeah, that sounds probably about right. And there's another one in December. Not necessarily the full moon, but there's another Friday the 13th.
Right. I think I saw the next
December.
Friday the 13th with a full moon isn't until like 2049. It's like 30 years
from
now.
So yeah. Enjoy it. You ready for this?
That was a story that could be wrong. Who knows?
A year ago tomorrow, I retired from Fox 2.
Wow.
Do you believe a year has gone by?
That's crazy. Andrew and I watched your final forecast right here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It was emotional.
Would have been the 6 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm. Tim was in, right? And he looked at the thing and said, like, oh, Dave. And we were like, oh, stop kidding.
That's when he announced it. He said, Dave Murray's retiring. And I'm like, no, that's a weather special. Because I thought, no way he's retiring. But thankfully, you've still been on our show for a whole other year.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. Yeah, forever.
How's the weekend?
As long as you guys are there.
You're there?
Here.
How's the weekend looking here, Dave?
Good. You know, tonight is spectacular. This evening, perfect for any outside plans. Low humidity, comfortable temperatures, think mainly in the 70s. 59-60 for the overnight low. So a great night for sleeping coming up. Tomorrow morning, wonderful. Out the door for whatever you might be doing on Saturday. Lots of sunshine throughout the day. Comfortable humidity, 85 for the high. That's just a touch above average. Saturday night is beautiful. Evening is beautiful. Sunday, morning's great. Little warmer, little more humid in the afternoon, 88 on Sunday. No major rains in sight right through really much of next week. Temperatures next week, 89, 90 degrees each day.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch for a possible hurricane in the Gulf towards the end of next week.
God, it could hit the same spots.
Yeah.
No, that's a different system. That's
the cyclone?
Oh, that's such an old term. I hate that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Way to go.
Oh,
no,
that's
okay.
What I heard on Fox News.
No, you don't know.
Could you?
No.
Yeah.
It's a Bombo Genesis cyclone.
I hate when they use that term. That, it
Bombo
is such
cyclone.
An old term. Makes no sense at
this
all.
Is why
but anyway.
I hate people.
I was killing it with the full moon thing, and then I just ruined it.
But anyway, there's big rains over the Bahamas. There's a system that could become a tropical storm. The water temperatures... It's going over the same area that Dorian hit. And when a storm that big and that slow moving, it upwells all the cold water from the ocean deeps. So the surface water is cold, and that means this system will have real troubles putting itself together. Could be a tropical storm right along the coast of Florida, right along the South Carolina-Georgia coast, but it's mainly just a heavy rainmaker. The thing that I'm expecting in the Gulf that could affect Texas is a whole different thing.
Mm. Dave, I know you hate the term supermoon, but I also read that tonight's full moon was the micro moon.
It's the smallest. It's the smallest moon of the year.
Oh,
now the moon is always the same size. It doesn't shrink. Doesn't get bigger.
Well, thank you for that.
Hang on. Hang on.
You know what though? The size of our audience, I guarantee you,
someone was like, "What?" Why is the moon so small tonight? Because it's the furthest away, right? So it looks just a little bit smaller than normal.
Right. But boy, it's pretty. It was gorgeous last night and should be spectacular again tonight.
Right on.
Right on.
You guys want to hear about these emotional support monkeys?
Always.
Always. Any monkey story is great.
So some neighbors in Creve Coeur are worried about the lady down the street with three monkeys in her home. The owner of the monkeys' name is Texan McBride Tehan. She told the Creve Coeur City Council this week that she needs three monkeys for emotional support. However, she declined to speak with reporters until she can talk with her attorney. Neighbors are saying that the monkeys are untethered and playing on cars and playing in the driveway while children are playing outside.
Yeah, just walking around just No cage, no leash.
No pants.
No pants. Yeah.
Climbing around the driveway and the cars.
What is her disability?
She is not saying. She's not going to talk to reporters until she can talk with her attorney. She just told the council, I need these monkeys for emotional support. Grieve Corps police have issued a citation. They say the monkeys are in violation of a city ordinance.
Okay, let me be the a-hole. Just knowing what I know. She would have to really bring in some, like, three doctors to give medical testimony as to what her disability is and why it is uniquely necessary to have three monkeys that appear to just run wild.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm going to say, take the monkeys.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
Neighbors
and
are all.
Why three?
Yeah, right. Exactly. What? Neighbors are also worried that the monkeys are not properly vaccinated.
Fair.
And they could be carrying hepatitis
monkeys.
B.
Yeah. Look, if she had one monkey that just lived inside her house with her, I don't care.
Right.
But it really stretches credulity when the monkeys are just running wild. Is that what makes you feel better?
Yeah.
Is that what relieves your anxiety is to watch unvaccinated monkeys run around a neighborhood?
Crawling
cars. That's the only thing that helps your disability?
What if her disability is addicted to owning unvaccinated monkeys?
Yeah. What a strange disability.
It just came up because these neighbors complained and just filed the complaint this week. So it's all just now happening and she's not talking.
It's like a little mini Jumanji.
Those neighbors need an award for most patient neighbors ever. Oh. Because the first time I see a group of monkeys running around in someone's yard, I'm calling every department of government that exists.
I have a related story. A guy was
not possible.
A guy was being called in for a come to Jesus meeting at his office.
Yeah.
He thought he might get fired. And he brought his emotional support clown.
Oh, jeez.
Is this a regular sized person?
Yes. It's a professional clown.
Sure.
Who lives with him.
Yeah. What did Sue mean by that?
Well,
he could be like a stuffed clown.
You thought it was a little person clown? Well, or
like Chucky. No, like Chucky.
Yeah, like a Chucky.
Or a gigantic person
Chucky's
clown.
Chucky's a doll.
That's kind of what I pictured, like a clown doll.
No, it was a real human professional clown.
Just checking.
Who this guy said, look, I have emotional issues and I need him with me at work.
He's making balloon animals while they're letting him go.
Sir, you are hired right now.
Oh, he started crying and bringing out the handkerchief.
Man, could you imagine going on a sales call with that guy? Trying to close the deal while his emotional support clown is in the background.
Everyone's like, God, how much do you hate Hank's emotional support clown?
Spraying water out of his flower on his chest.
He worked at the same place as the lady at the monkeys.
Our emotional support clown's going to take us. It's fine. Then he pulls up in a little tiny bitty car.
Yeah. I have more details on the monkeys.
Go
if
smell
you guys would
Bobo's
like to hear.
The daisy on his chest.
Oh, gotcha. Great doing business with you.
That's right. Sign that contract.
So the woman who owns the monkeys spoke at the Grieve Corps City Council meeting, and she said, these monkeys are not dangerous. They're trained. They have not set foot off my property. They're not roaming the streets or let out after dark. There's never been an incident, and they've lived here for years. People come to my home to learn about these primates and play with them. She also said that before she moved into the home, she and her landlord had checked with the city and were told only chickens weren't allowed at homes. Really? The only animal that's banned is chickens?
So, Kodiak bears?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You have a blue whale
Bengal
at your house?
Tigers.
That cheetah whale in your bedroom is
anything
fine.
But a chicken.
Anything but the deadly chicken.
For the love of God, don't bring a chicken around
anything
here.
Anything but a dick chicken.
So, she's renting the house, and the guy who owns the house has no problem with three monkeys.
Real question.
I guess so.
Real question.
That's a good point.
You have to live next door to one of them.
The clown?
The lady with the three support monkeys?
Oh,
or the guy
monkey
with the support clown?
Give me the monkeys. Yeah.
Monkeys the all clown day.
You watching monkeys. You out
Could
the
you
window.
See walking out to your mailbox in the morning.
I'll take the monkeys.
With a cup of coffee in your hand, and there's the support clown sitting in the driveway next door.
He's doing like cartwheels.
Carrying the dick chicken.
He's stuck in an invisible box.
You just find giant footprints in your yard at night.
At least there's no chickens around. Thank God for that.
Right. Shoo. I would have felt really unsafe if there were a chicken.
Ted, I know your clown is in my backyard again. I found confetti and giant footprints.
He's watering the neighbor's garden with the...
with the little...
with the flower spray.
With the flower. With the flower.
He gets a phone, a very stressful phone call from his mom. It's like, Bobo, get in here.
I'm freaking out.
Start pulling handkerchiefs out of your pocket. Start pulling handkerchiefs out of your pocket.
Faster.
Hey, where's mom?
Phone's
now?
Ringing, Dave.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS Frank Cusimano joins us from News Channel 5. Hello, Frank.
Dave, good to be with you. Hope you're well.
Yeah, been a while. Catch us up. What's going on in the world of sports?
Well, it's a really eventful weekend. This morning, I was out at the new Centene Community Ice Center, $83 million, and it looks like it's worth every penny of it. You know, we spent the last 10 or 12 years going out to the Mills, and God bless that facility in Hazelwood, but it wasn't the Taj Mahal, and we have the Taj Mahal, four rinks. It's just, there's still some things to be worked out. They're not 100% done, but the boys had their first skate today, and I thought Vladimir Tarasenko had the best line of the day when he said, one is not enough.
It seems
I think it'll...
I was just going to say, it just seems like that it was just the other day that they won the Stanley Cup, and now training camp starts up tomorrow. It's amazing.
Yeah, it actually started today. They went for 3 one-hour sessions. It'll be open to the public for the first time tomorrow, but gotcha. You're right, Tony.
Yeah.
It just feels like it absolutely just ended. And, you know, it's virtually the same team. I mean, with the exception of Pat Maroon, everybody is back, and there's some youngsters like Jordan Kyrou. And Ville Husso that want to make this squad. So it's going to be a healthy competition, but the team on the ice on opening night is not going to be a whole lot different than the one we saw in Game 7.
Mm-hmm. Adam Wainwright being nominated by the Cardinals for the Roberto Clemente Award. Talk about how big of a deal that would be.
Well, it's you know, you'd be, if you win this, you would be the number one humanitarian in Major League Baseball. And I couldn't think of anybody more deserving than Adam Wainwright. In addition to being extremely gracious to the media, which means nothing, what he has done to feed starving children, to get them clean water, to get them clothes all over the world is just amazing. I haven't met many people in sports that I like and respect more than Adam Wainwright.
Does it, for all the wrong reasons, does it hurt his chances because Yadier Molina won it recently? And they wouldn't want to give it to the same team twice? Or do you hope that doesn't play? Cynically, I feel like that plays into their decision. I hope I'm wrong about that. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think you pick up a good point. Yeah, I haven't thought of it like that, but you're right. Could two Cardinals win it in a span of 2 or 3 years? That would be look a little suspicious.
Yeah, and how's the team on the field right now, the Cardinals?
Well, we're just in a tremendous – I haven't done anything – but the Cardinals are in a tremendous position. I mean, there's 16 games left. They're up 4 games on the Cubs, 4 games on the Brewers. There's a website called Fangraphs, and right now the Cardinals have a 91% chance of making the postseason, and I think it's like 80% chance of winning the division. So you're up 4 with 16 to play. I don't think they can collapse, not with this pitching staff, because the Cardinals have Jack Flaherty and the other two teams do not.
And where'd the Brewers come from? We've been talking about the Cardinals and the Cubs all year long, and now it looks like the Brewers are going to make a run at this. And if it isn't the Cardinals or Cubs that win the division, they might be in a battle for that wild card spot against the Brewers, who are suddenly in this thing.
Yeah, I hate to be pessimistic, but I mean, this scenario is possible. The Brewers have won 7 in a row. If they sweep the Cardinals by 4 o'clock on Sunday, they would be a game back. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but you got to admire the resiliency of Milwaukee, especially considering the fact that they lost maybe the best player in baseball, Christian Yelich, when he shattered his kneecap, and he's out for the season. But they've kind of rallied around Christian.
Anything else you're keeping your eyes on right now, Frank?
Well, the Mizzou Tigers, I was down there last Saturday, and I know
I'm glad we're talking about this.
Yeah, everybody wanted to trash Barry Odom and the Tigers after that disastrous opening night in Wyoming, and they deserve a lot of criticism. There's no way Mizzou should be losing to Wyoming. But West Virginia, who's in the Big 12, was just totally embarrassed and humiliated. I mean, that game was over mid-second quarter. I think Mizzou's got some really intriguing personnel. Best tight end in America in Albert O, an incredible quarterback in Kelly Bryant, 1,000-yard running backs. They got a big offensive line with draft choices. I still think, despite that disastrous beginning, Mizzou can win 9 games this season.
And they'll have a big win tomorrow, right? I mean, there's not really any – nothing's in doubt tomorrow.
You know, when I played basketball at UMSL and we would play big schools, we went down to Ole Miss, my basketball coach at UMSL, Tom Bartow, would say, "We're going down there to donate blood."
Well, you know what? And that is what is so frustrating, and it seems like the Tigers are one of the best organizations in sports at doing this. They have the big win last week that was what everybody thought would be the early challenge of the season. They show you what they're made of. Now they're going to play this, like you said, blood donor game tomorrow, and they really should be by the end of tomorrow night 3-0, but so frustratingly they're going to be 2-1 because of this just
what happened. I didn't even know about Wyoming.
In the opening game they lost to Wyoming, and Frank, my understanding is before the game the head coach of Wyoming was even saying, "Hey, we're just hoping to be in the game by the fourth quarter and maybe we can make something happen." And they just steamrolled the Tigers.
Yeah, it's inexcusable, but I will say this. The silver lining is that they're scared. They're going to be scared out of their mind. They will not overlook any opponent, and they know they can't have another one of these. And, you know, maybe that's the reason they came out and just blew out, you know, West Virginia. Yeah. But it's a shame because they should be 3-0 after tomorrow night's shellacking of Southeast Missouri State.
Yeah, they really should be.
Any stories out of the NFL week one you like?
Well, Lamar Jackson, who one NFL executive said should probably be a wide receiver, throws 5 touchdowns, and his response was, "Not bad for a wide receiver."
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's the story of week one. And the story of week two will be how the Patriots get Antonio Brown into their offense. They're playing maybe the worst team in the NFL.
He's playing, right? I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's going to be on the field on Sunday.
Yeah. Now, after they talk to this woman, the NFL, they should be talking to her soon, and maybe they'll change their mind and they'll put Antonio Brown on the sideline. But I think, you know, unless anything shocking happens, he's going to play Sunday with Tom Brady.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I think that's it. Anything else, Frank?
I think he's calling in on a police scanner. Yeah.
Frank appears to be in the upside down.
Yeah. We lost him.
Yeah.
I think maybe he was getting arrested.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah, that Antonio Brown stuff.
No, I know. I know.
It's not like, I mean, anyone can make an allegation, but it's not like it came out of nowhere against a guy like Adam Wainwright. It came out of nowhere against a guy that everyone hates because he's constantly being an ass.
That fits the narrative.
Yeah.
Fits the character.
All right, quick break. When we come back, it's boys versus girls in Pyramid.
Ooh. Sweet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.